On the phone with us right now, he will be going against Mayor Quentin Lucas in a general election for mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, on June 20th this summer. Clay Chastain on the phone with us this morning to tell us more about his agenda. Clay, how you doing this morning?
Very good.
First of all, I was reading about your campaign, and it says here that elect Clay Chastain, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, the right mayor at the right time for Kansas City. Why do you say that?
Well, I think that the city is going down the wrong road with Lucas. So that therefore it's the right time for somebody that's going to get us going down the right road, I guess you could say. I just think that he's been ineffective as a mayor, and I think he's been divisive too. He's not united the people. He's not really accomplished anything, in terms of some of our serious problems. Like, we have obviously a record-setting homicides under his tenure as mayor, when he promised the people he would end that crisis. And he didn't, and he's still running. We have people moving out of the central city still. An exodus out of the city south of the river we've had going on for decades, and it's still going on under his tenure. We have a focus on too much glitz, you know, fake parks over freeways, streetcars for tourists, a swanky new airport, things like that, rather than building a better environment for people to live in the city, focusing on infrastructure and neighborhood services. Too much money diverted to the glitz. We have a very poor transit system in this city. One of the worst in the nation, has only 4% ridership, and he's made it worse by making it free, and then it's overrun with homeless, and it's driving off regular customers, and it's also making the bus drivers. I rode the bus for a week or two when I was campaigning the last time I was out, and I rode the bus, and I interviewed all the bus drivers, and they said they wish they'd go back to fares because it's making their job a lot harder. They're having to be not only a bus driver, but a security officer, you know. I just don't think he has the leadership vision. I don't think he has the ability to unite the community, and he's just not producing the results we need, and he's not, as far as I know, maybe you can correct me, he's not articulated any kind of a vision for where he wants to lead the city. And so that's why I think I'm the right mayor at the right time for Kansas City. I think we're going down the wrong road. I think we're on a road towards bankruptcy. We're going into debt more. We're losing people. That's the way Detroit, what happened to Detroit. And so I represent more of a centrist. I think he's a very progressive, very extreme left mayor. I represent more of a centrist view, balanced view, you know, and I have a lot of innovative ideas as well, you know, which I think we need to capture this city's potential, especially the East Side. The East Side has great urban potential. He's ignored that, as have the previous mayors. They've all focused on downtown, as you know, downtown. We're obsessed with downtown. Meanwhile, the East Side is being decimated. There's very little economic investment in there. There's very little opportunity for jobs and job training for our youth there. And I just think the East Side has tremendous urban potential. And I'm going to tap into that. I'm going to invest in that. And I'm going to uplift the disadvantaged parts of our city.
Coming up, we'll have more with Clay Chastain, more about his plan to engineer a new way forward for Kansas City. Keep it right here on the Morning Grind on Happy to Three Jams. Clay, I wanted to ask you about one of your points where you're wanting to engineer a new way forward for Kansas City. And one of the points that you had is about equal opportunity, which will direct new economic investments into disadvantaged areas of Kansas City. How would you do that?
Well, one of the immediate things I would do is to indicate to the people living in the disadvantaged areas that this administration cares about you and is not just going to be talk, but it's going to take action. So one of the first things I would want to do is to get on the ballot. I'm calling it an anti-crime, pro-infrastructure initiative, in which we start to deal with these two issues simultaneously. And part of the anti-crime, of course, is to provide more economic opportunity, jobs, job training for our youth in the inner cities, clean that part of the city up and make it, keep it clean. And the project that I would focus on, because there's a lot of federal infrastructure money in Washington that's been approved by Congress to cities, is to build a new generation, state-of-the-art public transportation system and begin construction of that system on the East Side. We'll train people to do the jobs. There'll be a lot of hiring of new people to do this work, because this is, I budgeted at, it's over $2 billion to build this citywide state-of-the-art public transportation system, all electric, environmentally friendly, efficient, cost-effective. It's going to tie our whole city together. It's going to attract people, jobs, and businesses back to this city, and it's going to start in the east side. So that creates the immediate jobs, economic investment. Then people, obviously, when it's finished, they're going to have a much better means of moving about the city to get the jobs and outlying parts of the city, because they have a great new rapid, quick, clean transit system to use. So that's the thing we can do, and I believe we could secure up to maybe $1 billion and inject that into Kansas City's economy by getting this federal infrastructure money, because it's there for this purpose, to help rebuild decaying, crime-ridden cities like Kansas City, to revitalize them and the infrastructure.
All right, coming up, we'll have more with Clay Chastain. Make sure you keep it right here on Hot 103 Jabs. Yes, we still have Clay Chastain on the phone right now, who is running against Mayor Quentin Lucas for mayor of Kansas City. Clay, I have one more question I wanted to ask you. Of course, one of the biggest topics in Kansas City involves violence, of course, and a police department. You said you had thoughts on how you wanted to fix that situation. How would you do that?
Well, first, I would want to be honest and admit to the people that I'm an engineer, you know, by training, problem-solving engineer. I'm not a crime specialist. I'm not, somebody that's, knows a lot about prosecuting attorneys and criminals and policing practices and so on. But so I'd have to rely, obviously, on the new chief police, Graves. But my input would be that we need to implement the best community policing policies that are working in other places, and de-escalation, those kind of things. And we need to, that the police are there to help people and keep them safe, not to arrest them, and that we obviously need to provide, as I said earlier, opportunities for people and young people. I mean, you just can't expect much of people when they have no hope, no opportunities, no jobs, no way to get the jobs, and live in a, an environment that's not healthy. So it's a complex problem, and it's going to take a multi-faceted, a comprehensive solution to deal with it, not just like Lucas, we're going to, shut down some gun manufacturers and get some guns off the streets. And, that's not going to solve the problem. And we all know that. That's just a hand-waving type thing. Politically, it looks like I'm trying to do something. We need to attack it with a full court press. Crime. And that means, like I said, in a comprehensive way where we deal with better policing, we deal with more equal opportunity, we deal with a cleaner environment, we deal with, we make sure the youth know that this community cares about them, and not just glitz and money, and enhancing the elite and the wealthy. I think that goes a long way. If I'm mayor and I'm investing in new infrastructure, in this case, transportation infrastructure, that's a symbol, that's a signal to people over there that the community cares about that part of our city and the people that live there. So I think we need to send some real strong signals and then take strong action, back those up with economic investments on the east side, and I believe that will turn the tide on the crime problem we have.
Well, I definitely appreciate your time, Clay, for doing this. It's good. We want to make sure everybody hears both sides of the aisle when it comes to voting, because we want everybody to get out and vote. If they want to learn more about your agenda and what you're doing, how can they do that?
Currently, we have a Facebook. We're on Facebook, Chastain for Mayor. It's a little difficult to get to the site. We're trying to get up a web page also, but that's the best way right now, is to go to Facebook, Chastain for Mayor. I have a lot of information on there, a lot of ideas, vision. I'm not just talking political rhetoric and stuff. I have concrete ideas and a specific vision how to get Kansas City back on track and make it flourish and help all of our people, uplift all of our people.
All right. I appreciate your time, Clay. Thank you very much, and good luck with everything in the rest of the future here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Good day to you.